right, peace, y'all. What's poppin'? What's poppin', man? Salute to everybody on this wonderful Monday. Got some very important stuff to talk about today. It's gonna be an entertaining live. I hope I didn't get under nobody's skin with the Yahweh video. I see a few people unsubscribed, or maybe the bots unsubscribed. But listen, man, we don't know what the truth is these days. All right, that's why everything you gotta do your own discernment. I see. Salute to everybody in the comment that told me, Jay, read the Bible for yourself. You know what I'm saying? We can't justify nothing. You read the Bible for yourself and come up with your own conclusions. So salute to all of y'all, man. Salute to the only person that cares, man. Only person that sent me a donation, man. TD Cavalcanti, man. TD Cavalcanti supports this content, supports this channel. Like I said, if y'all throw a little something here and there, you know what I'm saying? I'm not getting up here begging, but if y'all throw a little something here and there, you know, to support the channel for my hard work and my research, it's greatly appreciated. If you don't, you don't. You know what I'm saying? But salute to everybody that showed love, or my Patreon people. Make sure, if you on the Patreon, make sure y'all tap in. This video right here is too explicit for YouTube. I you know, kind of got some research on Richard Pryor's life and stuff that nobody really, you know, knew about. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's a little too raunchy. You know what I mean? So for the sake of Richard Pryor's family, because I follow his daughter on Instagram. So for the sake of Richard Pryor's family, I'm going to be respectful. All right? But that's available on Patreon. The link is in the description below. And also, world domination through the attack on the people. We can't eat shit. You know what I'm saying? We can't eat nothing, man. They got us trapped up. I didn't do too much talking. I ain't do no talking in this video. Just basically showed y'all how they tampering with stuff. You know what I'm saying? I won't say too much on that. Let's shout a few people out. Getz was popping. Jasiri was popping. Slim Hussein, Tata, Chill Vibe, Zenith, B Munga Wash, Desmond, Terrell Jones, Brandon Ely. Alright, that's it. Alright, so I wanna talk about something in general here, right? I wanna talk about something very important. Now, we hear stories about these Hollywood mansion parties and these white parties. Some of us even attend white parties, right? And there is a spiritual significance behind it, but I'm gonna do a little deep dive on what it really represents. Then also, I'm gonna show y'all a clip about a bunch of celebrities, all right, telling what goes down in these parties. Now, I know we heard these stories numerous times from different people, but when more than one person says it from an outside source, it's crazy. And I gotta just show y'all this, man. I'm gonna definitely show y'all this. And then we're going to talk about Aiden Gross. Yes, not Aiden Ross, but Aiden Gross. This guy is a creep. And I don't know what's going on with these streamers, right? But the fact that they're catering and now they on like these apps where you could kind of like chat with younger people across the world, it's getting a little strange. You know what I'm saying? They said they found the video of Drake up there fraternizing with a young person on one of them apps or whatever they call it. I don't know about none of this new stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what these kids is up to, what's new. I don't know. I don't follow that. I'm almost 40. What the hell I look like sitting up here, you know what I'm saying, catering to some kids that I don't understand that. That's weird. And then I want to talk about AI. Like, this AI stuff is getting real, yo. Like, it's getting real. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about some stuff, though, man. That Patreon you dropped today was fire. Oh, thank you, Chill Vibes. Yeah, man. So, It just, you know, I want to keep people informed. You know what I'm saying? The best way how is I left a few things out of there, which I'll probably do a part two to that or whatever and just add more to it. But I just want to keep people informed. You know what I'm saying? So as y'all see on the screen, you got a bunch of celebrities here. Some of them I know their name. Some of them I don't know their name, right? But they make these parties like, guess what? We're in the club and you're not. Right, that's what they do. This they do. Oh, we in a club and you can't get in, right? But it's some real weird, freaky stuff that go on at these parties. I see Michael Rubin up there, whatever his name is, right? But it's some weird, freaky stuff that go on at these parties, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna play this clip, right? And then I'm gonna give some context on, you know, what I truly believe. But let's, without further ado, let's play the clip. You know what I'm saying? Let's play the clip real quick.
Cat Williams said they was letting him in. They were going with that shit. Cat Williams said they was letting him in. And the stuff that he was seeing is blowing his mind.
They be having these big ass mansion parties, and the mansion party, the whole mansion is a party. And then it's a separate party in the little room. I ain't been famous that goddamn long. I'm excited than a mother to be at the mansion party.
I went to one time. I've seen them really bad. They actually kill people there and stuff. They pay like up to like 100,000 people to see people get
executed.
I'm not kidding. But I went to another one where literally I saw like the grossest. I wanted to throw up.
So this one's interesting. You and Usain Bolt.
Yeah, we were in London. And we went to this place called Cirque, I think. He was there randomly, and it was a weird club. It was like a weird satanic vibe, like people dancing with masks on and
really?
Horns and shit. Next to us, there was a lady with a big ass cloud hat. It was just a cloud with rain coming down. It wasn't a lady, it was a boy. But it looked like
many times during your career, and this was for you too, Corey Mo, where you got to places that you were trying to get to and you realized that it wasn't.
At some point, you're going to get invited into a house.
Mm-hmm.
And the house is going to be broken down into certain rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And these rooms are designated by activities.
Mm.
So if you don't do the activities, you don't get in the room. Right? I smoke weed. You know, I don't do coke. So I'm never going to be allowed into the cocaine room.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? So there's some of these houses and parties I've been invited to. You get there and you realize, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
I wanted to see, could I get invited and get in that hole? And then you get in that hole and realize, man, I don't do this.
Yeah.
I don't f around like this. You over the wrong room, though. You be like, oh, damn, bro, that's how you move? My bad. You know? And so, you know, sometimes you think you want to be in these rooms with these people, and you get in the room and you realize it's not where you want to be. Always.
Cat Williams said they was letting him in. They were going with that shit.
Now, these white parties are significant in Hollyweird, right? In the entertainment industry, a lot of celebrities attend these white parties, right? We always hear about it. Come on the boat. We're going to do a boat party, and it's going to be all white affair. Now, the significance in these all-white parties, right, is not only blasphemous, but it's also rebellious, right? Because when you think about these all-white parties, right, you dress up in all-white, which is a pure color, right? This is why when a woman gets married, she walks down the aisle with a white dress on, right? Because she's supposed to save herself until marriage. Then when she gets married, right, then she takes the white dress off and so on and so forth, right? But at these white parties, right, the color white, which is supposed to represent purity, a lot of dirty things go on. A lot of satanic things go on. And also, just to be clear and let you guys know, the color white can also be associated with Satanism. All right, so when you hear celebrities talk about, yeah, this weird stuff going on at these parties, don't just think that they standing around, okay, networking and, you know, talking and drinking and having a good old time, there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. Okay? A lot of disgusting things that go on behind the scenes. Plenty of people have exposed these P. Diddy parties, these Michael Rubin parties, you know. Y'all seen the infamous picture with the guy groping little baby. These guys are powerful for a reason. Because it's an in crowd. And everybody's not invited. Everybody's not invited. You see, but you got people out here that will literally give up their morals, all right, their self-respect, their dignity, just to attend one of these parties. Just to attend it, man. Starro said, why famous people like gay stuff? Well, here's what I will tell you. It's not that they like that, okay? Spiritually, it has a meaning behind it. It has a meaning behind it. There's a reason why they do all of this sick stuff, because it's connected to some type of spiritual practice. They're not just doing it just for the sake of it. You get what I'm saying? It gives them, once you do stuff like that, it gives them a higher enlightenment, which is crazy. But you know why? Because they're going against God's word. They're going against what the word said. So therefore, when they partake in all of that nonsense, right, they reap the benefits from it. They reap the benefits. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. These parties are for people to rank up or sell out harder than they already were. Most of these people that attend these things, man, you know, they go there just to say that they was there, right? When they get there, they realize that somebody that they've never met before, okay, that owns, let's say Pepsi or whatever, or Coca-Cola or whatever, right? This person wants to do a deal with them now. But in order for them to get that deal, one of the two things have to take place. Either some type of weird practice where they gotta indulge in some type of weird stuff, right? Or they have to give up a relative. Why do these things happen? Because it's a chain of command. You don't just walk outside and run into $1 million. That don't just happen. You get what I'm saying? Millionaires, they're millionaires, and they stay to themselves for that specific reason, right? And they only associate with other millionaires. They don't associate with low individuals. This is why a rapper or Chris Brown would never date a woman that works a 9-to-5. Okay, you seeing these people take all of these pictures, and people are paying these people to take these pictures with them, but Chris Brown, in his mind, would never date any of these women. You understand why? Because he's in a certain status, and he realizes, oh, I can't mingle with peasants. It's really messed up the way these people think. But when you go through what they call media training, right, or a process of reprogramming, they don't associate with their old friends, you know. They don't go back to their old neighborhoods, okay. They don't talk to regular people. They may take a picture with you and keep it brief, but they're not gonna sit there and make you their friend, because they're in an in crowd. And they've done things that were so sinister that a person like you or me could never associate with them. Because if God forbid, if we found out what they was really into, then they would look weird, right? So they have to basically co-mingle with their own people that are doing the same nonsense just like them. You get what I'm saying? People that are down with the same BS they down with. You know? But just always keep that in mind, y'all. When you look at celebrities, you know, we got to take that title from these people. Celebrities. What is a celebrity? They're just regular people. You get what I'm saying? Putting them in a category as a celebrity is automatically giving them a status higher than a regular person. I'm not a celebrity, right? I'm not a celebrity. But Kendrick Lamar could be considered a celebrity. But guess what? He's a regular person just like you and I. He just happens to have more money or more status or popularity. So, yeah, they said, Bam Bam X-Drip said, walking around knowing you're going against God. Yeah, but that's what they doing it for. They, you know, this is all for their own benefit. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's talk about Aiden Gross. Now, Aiden Gross is a streamer. As y'all been seeing lately, you got people like Kai Cenat, his cameraman, got outed. What's the other guy named? Mr. Beast. His partner got outed. Now, Aiden Ross is another streamer out there. He's a yarmulke, all right? But Aiden Gross, I keep calling him Ross. Aiden Gross, he's making these streaming platforms millions and millions of dollars by gravitating your children to watch him, right? Now, I'm going to show y'all this clip. Y'all tell me, because I want to know, I'm going to read y'all comments, but y'all tell me what y'all think about this weird crap right here. Watch this, y'all.
Excuse me, how old are you?
Why?
Because I'm just curious how old you are.
15.
Woo! Where are you from?
I'm from Houston. What about you?
H-Town. I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, that's so...
Excuse me, how old are you?
Why?
Because I'm just curious how old you are.
15.
Woo! Where are you from? Excuse me, how old are you?
Alright, now, I don't know if he owned that clip or whatever, but it started butchering. I'll play it again in a few minutes. So, what happened was, and he talked like a computer, if you ask me. Like, he talked like he not real, like a not, he not a real person or something. But what happened was, a young person came up on the chat group or chat roulette, whatever they call that stuff, right? And the person said they was 15. Now, if you watch the end of the video, which I played again, he said that he's 23. But he misunderstood and thought that she said 18. Now, I don't know. I don't know why, but maybe it's me because I'm older, but why would you still want an 18-year-old, though? Like, that's just still crazy to me. I mean, I get it. He's 5 years apart from her, but why, though? You know what I'm saying? Dark Star said, Aiden my age. He's sick. Money Moose said, hearing 15 and saying, where you from is wild. Thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. You know what I mean? I just wanted to know because that didn't sound right to me. Now I'm gonna play it again and see if it act right this time.
Excuse me, how old are you?
Right this time, y'all. Let me take it off a loop.
Excuse me, how old are you?
Why?
Because I'm just curious how old you are.
18.
Woo! Where are you from?
I'm from Houston. What about you?
H-Town. I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, that's so. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Now, that's just so.
What's your type of a man? Whoa! Did you say 15 or 18?
15.
What the fuck? Yo, chat! Whoa, wait. Nah, hold the fuck up. I'm not, bro. Listen, on everything I love, am I the only one over 18? Come on, dude, don't do that. I heard 18.
I don't know. Somebody said they heard 18 too in the chat. I don't know. I mean, you gotta be careful. But here's the thing though, like, Why, like, all right, just my opinion, right? This is just my opinion. And maybe I could be wrong. But I feel like those speed dating chat things, I feel like that's more for younger people. Like, growing up, right? When I was, I say, how old was I? Maybe 16, 17. We had things like the phone chat line, right? The chat line on the phone. And you would call this chat line on the phone, right? They had something called the loop. If you 30 plus, you remember the loop. And you call this phone thing and you leave a voice message. You try to put on your Barry White and all of that. And the girl, if the girl liked your voice or what you were saying, she would press a number. And then you could hear the girl thing. And then what happened is if y'all match, then you could talk to her on the phone without giving out your number. So that's what I came from in that era, right? Now they got these things where these grown men like Drake and Aiden Gross are on these things talking to young people, right? And these are programs for young children. The fact that they're catering to this, like, because why would any grown man be on something like that? Like, why? Why would you be? Like, you get what I'm saying? I don't know. I just, you know, I don't get it. I don't see how that works. But, you know, yeah, Telva said he likes a minor. Yeah, exactly. The loop, produced by Wavy said the loop was lit. Yeah, see? Nelly said, if she said 15, he needs to be investigated. No, he's not, because he's controlled and they got control. You know what I'm saying? Them people, them yarmulkes, which he is, has control. They run the judicial system, everything. He's not going to get in trouble for that. He won't get canceled. He's making those people over there a lot of money. So, yeah, it's just strange times. Now, I want to talk to y'all about this, right? Let's talk about AI real quick. Let's talk about AI real quick. Now, for all my people out there, I just want to let y'all know this is not real. This is not a real person. But the graphics are unbelievable. The graphics are unbelievable. I've never seen anybody with a shiny eyebrow. And if you watch her left hand, is doing the Bruce Leroy. I've never seen that. But the fact that they have this type of technology out there is scary to me. You see, in a couple of years, right? It sounds cool. In a couple of years, we'll all be wearing like these glasses, these Oculus glasses, these metaverse glasses, and we'll be conversating with people in that world that look just like this. They said, nah, that has to be real. No, this is not real. This is not real. Now, can you imagine, right? Just imagine if this person, there's no sound behind this video, which lets you know it's not real. It's a generated through AI. But can you imagine if this person was to deliver a message on national TV and people thought that this was real? This is very dangerous. Okay, this is very, very dangerous. But like I said, we all going to have these glasses on in the next couple of years, and we're going to be discussing conversations with people like this. All of our information will come from things like this. This is why they're mastering it to the point where it looks real, but it's not real. It's not real. That it's not real. But it's going to take you, you're going to have, like I say all the time, you're going to have discernment. Right? Because they can make this AI thing into anybody. They can make a Jay Marvelous one. They can make a Donald Trump one. They can make a Kamala Harris one. They can make a Jesus Christ one. They can do it all with this AI thing. These things are generating fake stories now. You know? So it's kind of crazy when you look at technology and where we came from and where we are today. You know, technology is going to be needed in the future. We're going to need this. Everybody's going to need technology, unfortunately, right? Just going a day or two without your phone is like literally not having your right arm or something. Like, it's the worst thing ever. It's like you don't feel complete without some sort of technology, whether it be your Alexa, whether it be your cell phone, your tablet, your smart TV, okay, your electric vehicle. All of these things are ran by technology. All of these things. Without technology, we don't exist, which is why when I showed y'all in the last live, right, there was a clip that I put in that live, and they spoke about EMPs, and eventually when all of these things shut down, we won't have things like technology to rely on. Our banking systems is ran by technology, right? You know, you got now that places like Chick-fil-A is creating cars that will deliver your food. Let me see if I can find that for y'all. Like, they don't even need Uber Eats anymore and stuff like that. They got Chick-fil-A doing it. Hold on, let me see if I can find that, man. Let me see if I can find it. Nope, I can't find it. Yeah, but it's hold on, let me see if I can find it real quick. The Chick-fil-A got a car. They got some type of car where they delivering your food. And I'm saying to myself, like, yo, where is the people that deliver food? How they gonna work now? You done took that from them too? Like, come on now. You got people out here that really deliver food, and Chick-fil-A is out here. Hold on, let me see. I want to show y'all this, man. Robot car. Yeah, it's in Atlanta. They started it in Atlanta already. Here you go. Delivery robot spotted in Atlanta. Let me get this for y'all real quick. Okay, hold on. Let me put this up on the screen. So y'all know I ain't capping, son. You know what I mean? So y'all know I ain't no capping my rap, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no cap in my rap, bro. What is this? Look. So now the Uber Eats drivers and the DoorDashers are gonna be out of work too. You know what I'm saying? Because now, if you look at those type of things, they're causing a lot of conflict. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people are not doing the right thing. So now they getting stuff like this on the road where it's going to deliver your food. But I don't see that working, because all somebody got to do is stop that thing and open it up and take the food out, unless they got a code or something. But it plays music and everything. You know what I'm saying? It plays music and everything. Plays music and everything. Y'all know Spider-Man Tobey Maguire slept with Robert Downey. Oh. Yeah, definitely getting stripped and robbed for his parts, Malik said. This to me, I just see stuff like that and it's like, wait a minute. How is that okay? Jay, you are right about Aiden. He gets away with everything because he's a Revelations 2:9. Crazy. Read Revelations 2:9 and it gives insight on what, on why they do so much wicked stuff. Let's read that. Let's read that real quick. Revelations 2:9, huh? Revelations 2:9. Let me see. Okay. It says, I know thy works in tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Yeah, that's a fact. You got people like that dude is just, I don't know, man. It's crazy. Even inching at the stop sign, ready to turn, shaking my head, Slim Hussein said. Flashy Murdy said, they gone too far now. Listen, man, in a minute, this, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, in a minute, yo, technology will rule this place. You know what I'm saying? It will rule this place. Because since the beginning of time, you know, We started with the fire aspect, you know. Technology is nothing but fire, you know what I'm saying? It derives from that. The Greek god Prometheus was one that delivered the knowledge to the people. And by way of that, he was tortured, you know what I'm saying? But this is why we're getting all of this stuff now today, where this technology is reigning supreme over people, because back then they knew that that stuff would, you know, take over humanity, which is why when they creating a lot of these robots, it's backfiring on mankind and they don't know how to fix it. So they really know that eventually the human civilization will no longer exist, because once they bring these robots in, they'll eventually turn on the people and we won't be able to stop them. You know what I'm saying? But people like the people that create these robots are going to be underground hiding. Meanwhile, them robots going to be up here tearing up everything, starting over. And they got some type of technology, like I said, to shut them robots down if they want to. So they know everything is going to take place out of mass confusion, mass destruction. You know what I'm saying? Every single thing. Now, let's talk about this. Now, this is a little funny to me, I ain't gonna lie, but I seen this cartoon that I want to share with y'all. I don't know who made it, but it's actually funny. You know what I'm saying? It's actually funny. If y'all know who make these cartoons, man, just put it in the chat for me so I could give them their proper credit, just do. But this was hilarious, y'all. I'm sorry, man. This is funny.
Heard the story about Diddy wanted to So we've heard the story about Diddy wanting to take you shopping.
See, I knew you was a fruitcake back then, but, you know, I ain't think nothing of it because I ain't never personally have experience with him, you know what I mean?
Could you tell us more?
Yeah, he came up to me and was like, yo, when we going party, man? I'm like, what? He was like, yo, how about you let me take you shopping, man? I'm like, take me shopping? What is you saying, bro? Then he was like, I said, let me take you shopping.
So what did you say?
What you mean what I said? You seen the videos, you know what I said.
Yo, Diddy, thank you for taking me shopping, man. What you think of this broad tank top mix, man? Maybe write G-Unit on the front of it, really accentuate my curves, man. What you thinking? Oh, I love it. You love me? You love me, right? Say it. I want to hear you say it. I love you, Diddy. Thank you again, man. 50? 50, can you hear me? 50. Yeah. Sorry about that. You were telling us what you said to him.
Oh, yeah. I said no. I said, hell no. Can't take me shopping, man. I'm 50 Cent, man. Don't try to play me. You crazy out here. Because many men. You know what I'm talking about?
I got all the dirt on Diddy. I know how Biggie died. I know everything. I even know about Suge Knight and the children. Look, I'm about to tell you. Listen, the reason why Diddy is... Oh...
Wendy? Wendy, are you alright? Someone call 911.
Hey Diddy, I brought you a present. He's my new protege, Justin Bieber. Sing for him, Justin.
Baby, 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 oh! Baby, oh.
Oh, that's good right there. That's good. I like how you say that, baby. Yeah, I really like how you say that, babe. Come on, come with me. Let me show you to the boys. Come on. Good job, Usher. Good looking.
Of course, Diddy.
Of course.
I said, baby, oh.
Everybody, calm down. I got the hottest, young, sensual piece of white chocolate right here.
I want a taste of some white chocolate.
Whoa there, Mr. Diddy. Take that.
Yo, I don't know that channel name, but they are hilarious, man. Salute to them. You know what I'm saying? Salute to them, man. I don't know if it was longer or not, but I didn't want to show all they work, man. But today, you know what I'm saying, we talked about these Hollywood parties, man, and the significance and the meaning behind these white parties. Now, I'm not saying that people that attend white parties and stuff like that, you know, are satanic, because you know, I think that, you know, sometimes they may have a grown folks white all white party and stuff like that. You get on the boat and enjoy yourself and nothing funny go down, people just dancing and vibing, right? But then you gotta remember that these celebrities take that whole concept, right, and do their own thing. And the practices that take place at these parties, all right, can be very sinister. Now, we don't never see it because we can't get invited to the Met Gala, right? We can't get invited to Michael Rubin's white party or P. Diddy's white party, or we can't, right? We just can't be there unless we know a celebrity that invites us. But then for the most of the part, you know what I'm saying, they're going to say, hey, you know what? Whatever you see here, you better not say nothing. Matter of fact, sign this NDA and give us your cell phone. Okay, put your cell phone in this basket at the door and sign this NDA form, making sure you don't say nothing. All right? Okay, if you see James Harden blowing little babies back out, you better not say nothing. And they've been awfully close lately. You know what I'm saying? They've been awfully close lately. I read something somewhere that I don't know if it's a rumor or not, but James Harden came out the closet and said that Lil Baby was his boyfriend. I don't know if that's true or not. That would be false information. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. Yeah, they said Jay-Z's brunch and all of that, right? You know what I'm saying? But Megan Thee Stallion already blew the spot up when she went on the Breakfast Club, and she basically said that they had a pajama party. Right, they had a pajama party over there that lasted all night, and the clothes that you y'all can look it up. She said there was barely any clothes on at the party. Yeah, and barely had any clothes on. So what type of freaky deaky parties y'all got going on? Oh, I can take one guess. You know what I'm saying? I can take one guess. One of none said that's a stretch. I know. I didn't. I can't confirm that James Harden is that way. I don't see that. You know what I'm saying? But I did read that. If you Google it, it'll come right up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's fake news or not, but you know, I'm not gonna you know, put that out there. But I did see something that said that. I will tell y'all that. Okay, Uncomfortable Truth said it's Riot Comedy, the channel. Okay, thank you, Uncomfortable Truth. Salute to Riot Comedy. That's the name of the channel that did the cartoon, but salute to them, man. That was very entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Most of them, Starro said, most of them did a blood sacrifice before at that party. I mean, I think that stuff like that takes place afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you, all right, so when you get involved in the entertainment industry, right, a lot of people don't understand this, but it's just like joining the police force or joining the judicial system or joining or becoming a nurse, taking a Hippocratic oath, right? Police and military people, they also take oaths, right? entertainers, they also take oaths, but their oaths are more pledging allegiance to darker entities. They're giving a, they're taking a, even Freemasons, they also take an oath, right? But these celebrities, they take an oath to these dark entities to forever be obligated to them, right? To live heaven on earth, to have basically heaven on earth. And the repercussions that they will have to deal with later on, they don't really care about that, right? Which is why you see a lot of celebrities, they lead towards the adrenochrome thing, right? Because in that sense, it's saying, okay, if I did this, right, if I did this dark deed, I will have to live forever. Okay, I have to stretch my physical life on this earth for as long as I possibly can. And this is why things like that take place. You know, it seems like when we talk about stuff like that, it's like, this is a conspiracy theory. Oh, it's not real. But in reality, right, you have to think about it. Like, these people, they sign up to do this. They want to be famous. They want to be considered popular. You know, they want the world to know their name. They'll do anything for attention. So for them, right, they have to play by certain rules and disregard of certain laws of their personal well-being. You know, I've had the pleasure of speaking to a lot of people that were in the music business, right? Some on a lower level, some on a higher level, some on a medium level, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I've had conversations with people that you would never think would even be on that type of stuff, but they are. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you got to understand. I'll say this before I end the live. A lot of entertainers, they don't have what you would call moral dignity. They don't have respect for themselves, so they can't respect anybody else, right? When you see a lot of these famous people all buddy-buddied up with one another, you know, it seems like everybody's just getting along, right? Everybody's just cool. Everybody knows everybody, right? But these are things that take place when an individual may have dirt on another person. You see, you got to keep your enemies close, right? They say keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. Every last one of them have dirt on each other. They all share the same women. They all sleep with the same men. It's a revolving door. You know, it's a revolving door. And it's we look at it and say, oh, this is sad. How can these people do this? They're gonna burn in hell. They don't believe in that. They don't believe in heaven or hell. They just know that there are spirit guides that guides them to write music. These spirit guides guide them to perform these acting roles perfectly. These spirit guides, right, can get them new business deals or unlock new doors that they never had before. So this is why they bow down to these things. In the Bible, it said Satan came to Jesus and said, bow down and I'll give you all of this. You know what I'm saying? And it took Jesus to be a strong person to say, nah, I'm good. But for the most part, these celebrities, they ain't saying, nah, I'm good. They want the benefits. They want to reap the benefits of all of this. You know what I'm saying? They want to reap the benefits of all. And all they did was skip the line. They cheated to get there. They cheated to get there. They did some type of disgusting, heinous act, right? They didn't work hard. This is why I hate when celebrities or rappers or singers tell you, keep grinding, keep working. You're going to get there. What is the secret to your success? A, C, D, E, you leave out the B. But what is the B part? The B part is what you had to do to get there. See, you can't put that out there because that's part of your oath, is to never speak on any of that stuff. So therefore, you tell the general public, yeah, keep grinding. You're going to get there. Keep grinding. Yo, just keep working. Keep doing it. Keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? The one thing that you never do is never give up. I used to hate when 50 would say that. The key to success is consistency. You know, and then they tell you in the same sentence that, you know, you kind of got to be crazy to keep repeating the same thing over and over and not getting any results. But it just seems to work out for them. I don't know how. It just so happens that they was able to meet this person, and that person was able to get them on TV, and then this person was able to get them a record deal. It just comes easy for them. Meanwhile, you know, there are people out here that are doing the same exact thing, maybe way more talented than a lot of these people, but just so happens they don't get the opportunity. So what I want to say, right, don't fall for this facade that they show you, right? It looks good. It looks good. You would never think Travis Scott and Mary J. Blige would be in the same room, but they know each other, though. Fabulous knows all of these people, right? Whitney Harlow, all of these, Fat Joe, Drewski, they all know each other. French Montana knows Diddy, Coi Leray knows Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar knows Popcorn. Drake knows Popcorn. All of these people, right? They all in the same vicinity. So just keep that in mind, that this is a facade. It's for you to have the allure or think that they want you to be a part of this. But in reality, they could care less about you. Just as long as you go out there and keep buying our music and buying our clothes and watching our videos. Okay? We drinking the finest of finest champagne. We rocking the latest clothes, the latest gear. You know? Look who was there. Aiden Gross was at the white party. Oh, what a coincidence. We was just talking about him. But let's play this clip again, y'all, for those that are late.
Cat Williams said they was letting him in. They were going on with that shit. Cat Williams said they was letting him in. And the stuff that he was seeing is blowing his mind.
They be having these big-ass mansion parties, and the mansion party, the whole mansion is a party. And then it's a separate party in the little room. I ain't been famous that goddamn long. I'm excited than a motherfucker to be at the mansion party.
I went to one time. I've seen them really bad. They actually kill people there and stuff. They pay like up to like 100,000 people to see people get
executed.
I'm not kidding. But I went to another one where literally I saw like the grossest. I wanted to throw up.
So this one's interesting. You and Usain Bolt.
Yeah. We were in London and we went to this place called Cirque, I think. He was there randomly. And it was a weird club. It was like a weird satanic vibe, like people dancing with masks on and really? Horns and shit. Next to us, there was a lady with a big ass cloud hat. It was just a cloud with rain coming down. It wasn't a lady, it was a boy, but it looked like a...
Many times during your career, and this was for you too, Corey Mo, where you got to places that you were trying to get to and you realized that it wasn't...
At some point, you're going to get invited into a house.
Mm-hmm.
And the house is going to be broken down into certain rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And these rooms are designated by activities.
Mm.
So if you don't do the activities, you don't get in the room. Right? I smoke weed. You know, I don't do coke. So I'm never going to be allowed into the cocaine room.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? So there's some of these houses and parties I've been invited to. You get there and you realize, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
I wanted to see, could I get invited and get in that hole? And then you get in that hole and realize, man, I don't do this.
Yeah.
I don't f*** around like this. You open the wrong room door, you be like, oh damn, bro, that's how you move? My bad. You know? And so, you know, sometimes you think you want to be in these rooms with these people, and you get in the room and you realize it's not where you want to be always.
Salute to Trill Johnson. He said, Jay, do you think people like Lloyd Banks had to step back because of the weird-ish? Well, from what I heard, you know what I'm saying, I think Banks stepped back after he lost his father. And he realized that 50 wasn't really as compassionate as he should have been when, you know, he lost his pops. Like, you know, I'm not sure because I never seen the only time I saw Banks in the hood was when he would be like shoveling snow or cutting his grass because he lived on the corner house. So a 159 at the time. So, you know, he probably had a real close relationship with his dad. But then once he lost his dad, you know what I'm saying, he kind of was like, man, this rap game ain't what I want to deal with. Or you never know, it could have been some weird stuff with that too. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a personal relationship with none of them G-Unit dudes, but I was affiliated. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know too much of what took place behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? But I do know a lot of street stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I hope that answers your question. I have an 8 at Trill Burger. I have 8 at Trill Burger, can't front. He said fire. Slim Hussein said fire. Yeah, they said fame is addictive. Yeah, I see now, Casimir Carrington, I could see what you mean by that, you know, and it's like going viral. If you've ever had a picture on Instagram go viral or wound up on the Explore page or, you know, you put out a video and it just do numbers, I don't care if it's 1,000 views, that is like a rush to some of these people, right? And the more popular that they get, the more they feel like they have to gain that back. See, this is why I can't chase views. I can't chase view counts. I realized something, like chasing view counts and likes and subscribers or followers, It's what they want us to do. You know, they want us to be caught up in this digital world. When all reality, it's all numbers. You worried about view counts. You worried about followers. You worried about subscribers. It's all digital. You don't even know if these are real people following you. You don't know if these are real views. You don't know if these are real likes. It's all digital. It's not real. It's digital. It's artificial. You get what I'm saying? So you can't get caught up in that digital world and always think that your life has to revolve around that. Some people will go out here and commit crimes just for likes and views. Just to see a video do a bunch of numbers and then be plastered all over social media and blog sites. You know, some of the most disgusting and vile things I've seen on this internet, just to get a couple of people viewing your video for literally a week. After a week, people forget about all of it. You get what I'm saying? So this fame thing, man, like, you know, and some people that want to be famous, some people that desire to be famous, some people that just have to have their name spoken in the conversation of other individuals, you know, it's a clear indication that when they were younger or when they was in school, they got picked on or didn't have any friends. So they strived and said, when I get big, I'm going to be known by everybody. You know what I'm saying? And they do anything to get there. That's why you got to avoid the overly ambitious. Those people that will step on your neck to get to the top are very dangerous people. And a lot of these celebrities or entertainers, I should say, right? Or puppets. Okay, they're actually these overly ambitious people. For Lil Wayne to say, I shot myself in the chest, okay, he wanted to be famous. And mind you, he got signed to Birdman, literally, maybe not even a year later to Cash Money after he did that. Yeah. Sad world we live in, but this is the truth, man. This is what happens. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. The Dark Side of Richard Pryor's Life, man. If you would like to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. We have over 300 videos over there. Plenty of informative posts. Make sure y'all jump in the community tab. There's a lot of people over there like Malia420, Coco Flower, Flashy Murdy that share valuable information, all right, on stuff that we can stay aware on. You know what I mean? Stuff that I'm not able to post, they make sure it gets put up there. So every time y'all put stuff in the community tab, I'm going to just post it up on the Patreon too to share the information. All right, so salute to everybody in the community tab. And make sure y'all watch this joint, World Domination Through the Attack on the People. We can't eat. You know what I'm saying? They want us to eat the bugs. All right, this video is a little too crazy. I don't want to, you know, go into too much details, but they had kids eating crickets, y'all. Like, they bringing that stuff into the schools now. Okay, into the schools. So when your child comes home, and make sure you always ask your child what happened at school today. I remember when we was younger, our parents used to always say, what happened at school today? Make sure you start asking your child what happened at school today, because in California, a teacher put the jabbington in a child and told them, do not tell your parents that we did this to you. So you gotta be very on point with what your children are involved in these days. You know what I'm saying? But salute to everybody, man. Appreciate y'all. Flashy Murdy said the Patreon is fire. Yeah, man. Appreciate you, dog. It's my guy, Flashy Murdy. Jay Reese said, we are the culture, y'all. They don't like it when we create. Let's create some stuff. That's right. We need new things. We need a new genre of music. All right. If we're going to listen to music, let's get a new genre of music and put these old individuals out the way. You know what I'm saying? We need a new sound, a new style of music. You know, the creativity is no longer there. People just want to copy what Sexy Red and Glorilla and all of these drill rappers is doing. We got enough of them. We need somebody with something different. You know, let's get back to telling stories in rap music. Let's have concepts. Let's make it sound something different, man. Like, you know, yeah, we don't want to hear that 90s rap stuff no more. That's out the window. You know what I mean? That's why they made it. That generation in past. But let's create something new. You know, if we're going to do music, you know what I'm saying? Let's stop creating movies with the same. No, we know how this movie going to end. We know when it's about to end. They start playing the dramatic music. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, they got the final boss, and we know he about to tear up some stuff, and then he gets defeated, and now all of a sudden everybody's having one big party because he's gone. It's the same story. It's the same story in every movie, son. That's why it's like, why even bother watching movies? But we need something new. You know what I'm saying? We need something different, man. But salute to everybody, man. I appreciate y'all. Salute to TD Cavalcante, man. Thank you again for the Cash App, man. It's not easy doing this, but I greatly appreciate all of y'all, man. Thank y'all all. Make sure y'all hit the like button, and I'm out of here, man. Peace.